Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Amen. Take me to the King. I don't know about you, but that song gets me going every time. I like to greet you first in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. Welcome all those on Facebook Live and on Trinity Baptist Prayer Line. I am so excited to bring this message today, but I say that every time, and I truly mean it. Never brought a message like this before, so I pray. Boy, I tell you, when the Lord gives you a message and you don't want to do it, it's always tough. But I know that we must preach the full counsel of God. And we have a special treat. Joshua's back with us today, so he will open us up with our opening scripture. Prepare yourselves to receive the word. Thank you, Joshua. Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, is once again that we come in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your word that you will give us today. We ask that you prepare our hearts to receive it. My prayer always is that they not see the messenger, but they see the message. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We would like to title the message today, Know Ye Not That Ye Are the Temple of God. Wow. In that reading that my son read, it started out with that phrase there. It says, Know ye not that ye are the temple of God. What does that statement mean? If you have received Jesus Christ into your heart, know this, that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. And you are the temple. You're housing the Spirit of God. That is a great statement to make. Paul was talking to the Corinthian believers and says, Know ye not that ye are the temple of God. He was stating this because they were committing sins, and he wanted to make sure that they understood that Jesus Christ, the Spirit, was right there with him. You hear a lot of people say, don't do this in the church. Don't do that. You're in the house of God. Not understanding that God is with them when they even leave the building. He is everywhere you are. So if God is with us, that's what they call omnipresent. He's everywhere at all times. He sees and hears everything. We can't do anything in secret. We might even try to fool ourselves. But know this, you cannot fool God. But what Paul was trying to get them to understand was whenever you sin with the body, it is a huge difference. That is a different type of sin. All types of other sin we commit outside of the body. But whenever we commit fornication, it is a sin with the body. I want you to take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3 here, verse 17. Listen to this. It says, If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Wow, I think those are stern warnings there, that if we defile the temple of God, it says God will destroy. Wow, I don't know about you, but that is pretty deep. So whenever we think about defiling the temple of God, this could be a lot of things. You know, what do we do with our body? Are we having illicit sex? Are we overeating? Are we putting symbols and marks all over our body? But the temple of God represents God. And God wants us to make the temple holy. So many times we are so busy doing everything else and not concerned about the temple. We need to make sure that we take care of the temple of God.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.